Hi, friends. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline, and I am so glad you joined us today.
Yes, we are. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Now, every Saturday, we review our lessons from the week, and we have a lot to cover. Pauline, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Peter. I'm really happy to be here today.
So, Pauline is one of the teachers here and will be helping us out today. So, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Well, sure. I am from the United States. I'm from a state called Montana, which is far north in the United States.
Wow. Montana is a very big state. I have an aunt there. Well, I have another question I'd like to ask you. Which is your favorite animal?
Ooh, that is a good question. Actually, my favorite animal is an insect. It's a butterfly. I love butterflies.
Well, you'll have to come back later this month because we have an e-report about butterflies. But for now, thanks for answering some important questions for us to just get to know you a little bit more. There's one last one. Do you have any hobbies?
Oh, yes, I do. I like to sing, and I love to travel.
Well, thanks, and now it's time to review. Do you know what that means?
Yes. We will look at the conversations and lessons from this week, right?
Yes, but you have to pay attention.
Well, of course, but why?
We will answer and ask some questions after we watch all of them together. So let's look at the lessons from the week. Here we go.
I feel happy. The mayor is having a party. It is at his office tonight. We are having ice cream at the party. I love ice cream. The phone rings. It is the mayor.
Help, Mr. E,
he says.
Something is wrong. The ice cream is getting warm.
Oh, no. I have to save the party. I go to the mayor's office. I meet him at the door.
Thank you for coming, but please hurry,
he says.
We don't have much time.
I run to the kitchen. The ice cream is not cold. The refrigerator is not working. I turn around.
Be careful,
says the mayor.
I tripped on that electric cable last night.
I look at the cable. It is from the refrigerator. Then I check the plug. The cable is plugged in. I pick up the cable. I follow it to the refrigerator. Then I see the problem. There are two cables, and both are unplugged. I plug the two cables in.
Everything is fine now,
I say.
Let's have some ice cream.
How are you, James?
I'm okay. I have a new apartment.
Really? I didn't know that. Is it nice?
Yes, but it's not perfect.
What's wrong with it?
My bedroom is very small.
Does your bed fit in the room?
Yes, but there's no space for other furniture.
What are you doing, Susie?
I'm looking for a new home.
Is something wrong with your current home?
No, but my rent is too expensive.
That's too bad.
It's okay. I also want a change.
Excellent. So are you looking for a house or an apartment?
That's a good question.
Was your old home bigger than your new apartment?
Yes, I lived in a lovely old house.
Oh, I love old houses. Was it made of wood or brick?
Wood, but my new apartment is in a tall brick building.
Why did you move?
I wanted to live near the office. My old house was too far away.
At present, I have a nice house, but my rent went up, so I need a smaller place.
Some people live in micro houses.
Those are very small.
They're cute, too.
Well, I don't want a tiny home. Maybe something between a house and a micro house.
That sounds like an apartment.
Yes, I should look at some apartments.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. We have one of our favorite guests here today, Ms. Tanya Travel. Welcome back, Tanya.
Thanks, Rob. I brought you a taco.
Thank you. But why did you bring me a taco?
Because we're talking about Mexico. It's a wonderful place for a holiday.
I know. Mexico has lots of relaxing beaches.
Yes, my favorite is in Tulum.
Why?
It has soft sand and warm water.
What else do you enjoy in Mexico?
I love the Copper Canyon Railway trip.
Why do you like it?
It's one of the 5 best train trips in the world. You go over 36 bridges and through 87 tunnels.
Is it a long trip?
No, it's only 655 kilometers. But the scenery is amazing.
It sounds terrific.
Today is Cinco de Mayo. It is a Mexican holiday, but it is most popular in the United States. Mexico's major holiday is Independence Day on September 16th. Millions of people visit Mexico each year. Many like to experience Mexico's culture, but others head to beaches in places like Yucatan near Tulum. People not only go to the beaches, but also visit ancient ruins. Travelers looking for something different can take a train trip through Copper Canyon. It's one of the best railway trips in the world. The railway runs from the mountains in the north to the Pacific Ocean. It took 90 years to build the railway. The trip is only 655 kilometers long, but the train goes over 36 bridges and through 87 tunnels. The scenery is excellent. Mexico City has many old buildings to explore. There is a beautiful castle in Mexico City Central Park. From the castle, you can get a great view of the city. Just north of Mexico City are some ancient pyramids. Here you can see the third largest pyramid in the world, as well as ruins of temples. Amazing Mexico has something for everyone.
Okay, everyone. Now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. Peter and I will answer these questions together.
That's right. But make sure to be using English at home if you can. One-word answers are great.
What's a one-word answer?
How are you today?
Good.
All right. But on this show, we hope that you can challenge yourself. So try saying more than one word for an answer. Let's try again. How are you today?
I'm happy today. Thank you. I am feeling happy today because I can review with all of you today.
Very good. So answer at home. Let's begin.
Okay. What do you want to talk about first?
We can talk about the mystery first.
Ooh, I really liked that one.
Because you like mysteries?
Well, yes. But I like this mystery more because I like ice cream. Which brings us to our next question. Why is Mr. E happy?
Well, is it because he gets to review with us today?
No.
Oh, okay. I remember. He feels happy. The mayor is having a party. It is at his office tonight. We are having ice cream at the party. And Mr. E loves ice cream.
Very good, Peter. Do you have a question for me now?
Sure. James is at his new apartment. It's nice, but it's not perfect. What does this word perfect mean?
Perfect. Well, when something is perfect, there is nothing wrong with it. Everything is just right.
So what's wrong with the apartment?
Well, does the apartment have cockroaches?
Ew, gross. Thankfully, no. I don't think that James would move into a new apartment with cockroaches. Try again.
Okay, let me think. The bedroom is very small. His bed can fit, but there's no space for other furniture.
Great. Now let's talk about Mexico. Where would you go in Mexico City?
I love Mexico, and I love this lesson. I think I would go to Cancun.
Oh, Cancun is beautiful. Well, there is also a place in Mexico City that you should visit. It has a beautiful castle in the Central Park. From there, you get a great view of the city. Well, this was a great review, but now it's time for a short break. We'll see you after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. This was a great week to learn together. I enjoyed watching our lessons together with you.
Yes, we can learn about things from all over the world that way. I had fun learning about Mexico.
Yes, this is a country that is very close to the United States, but is a very different culture.
Have you been to Mexico?
I have. I went to Cancun, and it was beautiful. It's a beach town.
Yeah, that's a great place. Well, now it's time to look at our features from the week. We can watch them together.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm so happy today. I have rented a new apartment. My old apartment was, well, old and it wasn't very big. My new apartment is much newer and nicer. It's bigger too. It has 2 bedrooms instead of just 1. But now I have to get ready to move. That will be a lot of work.
In America, many people rent or lease apartments. When you lease an apartment, you promise to live in it for at least a year. You sign a piece of paper promising that. Apartment buildings can be very tall and have many stories. Or they can be small with just a few apartments in them. When people talk about the size of an apartment, they mention bedrooms. An apartment can be a 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom apartment or more. Apartments also have a kitchen and an eating area. They also have a living room and at least 1 bathroom. Some large apartments have a dining room, a study, or maybe a laundry room. When you lease an apartment, you pay the rent each month and you also pay for water and electricity. In some places, you might also pay a fee to have garbage collected. Many apartments also come with a parking spot. You usually don't have to pay extra for that.
I am so excited to have a new apartment, but I'm not excited about moving. I have to pack up all of my family's things. But my new apartment is near my office. I can walk to work. I don't have to drive. And the building is new. It would be a nice place to live. Well, I need to start packing. I'll see you next time, everyone. Goodbye.
Make people sad. Try saying things that make them laugh. Helpful words will make them strong. With positive words, you can't go wrong.
This world will be a better place if we live in love and practice grace.
Speaking English can be fun. You can speak with everyone. Just open up your mouth and say,
everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about travel. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Maria Chi.
Hello, Rob.
Well, hello, Maria. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Maria, I have a question today from Charles Madison of Brooklyn, New York. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I'll try.
Thank you. Charles writes, my family and I are planning a trip to Mexico this summer, and I am wondering something. What language do they speak in Mexico? Is it Mexican?
Great question, Charles. Actually, Mexican is not a language.
So what language do they speak in Mexico?
In Mexico, most people speak Spanish.
I see. Is Mexican Spanish different than the Spanish people speak in Spain?
Yes, it is. It's quite different. But people from Spain and Mexico can understand each other.
I see. Can you teach us a few words in Spanish?
Sure. To say hello, we say hola.
Hola.
That's right. And thank you is gracias.
Gracias.
De nada. That means you're welcome.
Well, gracias, Maria. Thanks for answering our question. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. We'll see all of you next time on Question Time.
And everything you do, and they were all purple.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Yes, I know.
Christopher Marty, can you sign your autograph?
Oh, sure thing, darling.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm talking to the Christopher Marty.
I know.
You are amazing.
Thank you. You know, I do what I can for fans like you.
Can I shake your hand?
Oh, actually, hold this mirror. Yes.
Well, your voice is so nice. You aren't just, there's not just a, you can't only sing, but you're just so, I can't describe it. I think I'm in love.
You're not only a good singer, but also handsome.
Oh, well, thank you, Super Sentis Man. I think you're handsome as well.
Oh, Nona, I was talking to her, your adoring fan. She needs this not only, but also super sentence. You're not only a good singer, but also handsome.
Yes, you're not only a good singer, but also very, very handsome.
Oh, well, I didn't say very, very handsome, but I think you get the point. Well, now you know Day's super sentence. Can you use it in another way?
Oh, yes. I will not only be your girlfriend, but also marry you, if you like.
I didn't ask you to be my girlfriend or marry me.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you said I will not only be your girlfriend, but also marry you if you like.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Well, I think it's a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, do you have anything you want to ask me?
Well, you're not only very happy, but also very strong. Can you let go of my hand?
Oh, sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We always love reviewing our lessons with you. It's a lot of fun.
And we have more interesting lessons next week. And that every Saturday we can come back and review those lessons together.
Yes. We learn things from James' new apartment to traveling through Mexico.
Ooh, and don't forget about our mystery lesson. That was fun to see Mr. E solve the mystery. Now I think it's time for us to have a little ice cream.
Oh, ice cream! What flavor do you like to eat, Peter?
I like mint chocolate chip. What about you?
Ooh, I like coconut ice cream.
Ooh, those both sound good. Maybe we can get both and share them.
That's a great idea, Peter. But for now, we're out of time. Come back on Monday. We start new lessons, and we'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.